Yes, y'all, the breakdown is in the house, and we've got a super exciting one. For those of y'all tuning in for the first time, this is The Breakdown, where we break down every single LeBron James basketball game. No matter what uniform he's playing, we're checking it, or what uniform he's wearing, we're checking it out. And last night, boy, was there a doozy. We had. Or continue to have, because I haven't finished watching the game. This is a halftime report, because that's how exciting this one is. We got the Miami Heat on the road in Oklahoma City. So you got LBJ versus KD, the King versus Durantula. And man, I've had this one circled for a little while. Been very excited about it, especially the last couple of months, the way things have been going with Durant. Going on a tear. LeBron also going on a tear, but not getting nearly the same props that Durant is. And now there's chatter about Durant having maybe overtaken him as the best player in the game. And there was Durant the All-Star game almost setting a scoring record, but the West still losing. And just things are just building up nicely. And you got OKC, the number one team record-wise in the league, and then you got Miami, who's number two in the East, but surging hard and looking like really like they're the top team in the league right now, at least the way they're playing. And so you know that LeBron wanted to bring it this one, but we did not realize just how much. Usually he's a little bit more restrained than this. So before I give it all away, let's get right into it because it got pretty crazy. So February 20th today, this game was played. February, or no, the game was played February 20th. It's February 21st here. So first quarter, something I thought was a little funny was the Thunder win the tip. I don't know if they always do this, but they win the tip, and then Kendrick Perkins did that same thing that LeBron does, where he kind of flipped it between his legs, like a football center to he flipped it back to Westbrook. And LeBron, let me tell you what, did not waste any time. So the first highlight was Russell Westbrook is back. By the way, I should mention that Russell Westbrook has been hurt for a while, and this is his first game back, coming off his third knee surgery in a year, which does not sound good to someone who's never had a knee surgery. I don't really understand how you can have that and then come back and start playing right away, but they got some good technology over there. So this game starts with Russell Westbrook getting a steal at the 11:26 mark and going all the way to the other end for a fast break dunk. So welcome back, Russell. Good sign for the Thunder. But that was to end quickly. 30 seconds later, the 10:59 mark, LeBron with a bad pass to Wade, which leads to a dunk by Serge Ibaka, put back dunk on the other end. And that was pretty much it for the bad LeBron highlights. 10:45, so right away after that bad pass, he comes back. 18-foot jumper over KD. So I should say that Kevin Durant is guarding LeBron the whole time he's on the floor. 18-foot jumper from the right side over Durant. Then 30 seconds, less than 30 seconds later, 29 seconds later, the 10:16 mark, LeBron gets a pass at the three-point line on the left wing, fakes it, just goes around Thabo Sefolosha and murders the rim. One of those absolute LeBron, no one near him, I'm going to crush this one dunks. And he did. Hardcore. Then, 25 seconds later, post up on Kevin Durant from the right block, easy layup. KD was providing very little resistance there. 47 seconds later, the 9:13 or 37 seconds later, the 9:13 mark hits a 19-footer from the right wing in KD's face. Next possession, driving layup and one. He missed the free throw, but still he starts 5 of 5, and he's got all of the Heat's 10 points to start, and the Heat were up 10-6. 7:50, right? So this is just under a minute, or just over a minute after his beautiful and-one driving layup. He loses KD on a back cut on the right side, gets the alley-oop from Chalmers for the dunk. Then at 7:05, strips KD on the drive, dunks on the other end on a fast break. He had missed a three in between that, so now he's 7 of 8. And the Thunder had 7 turnovers in the first 5 minutes. Miami was just snatching the ball from them. And the other possessions where they didn't have turnovers, they almost did and just recovered it. So a little bit of, I don't know if it was rust, but some sticky defense by Miami and just hands in every passing lane. Then at 3:08, LeBron, a little dribble from the right side, dribbles into the paint, hits an easy little fadeaway with Kevin Durant all over him. Then 8 seconds later, 3-minute mark, LeBron has a steal, but he steps out of bounds. He barely stepped out of bounds, but he had a steal, and if he didn't get called out of bounds, he was going in for another dunk. Miami now 17-point lead. They go up 34-17. The Thunder were just getting punished by the Heat on both ends in that quarter. Defensively, offensive, like, if Miami missed a shot, they were getting the offensive rebound, but they did not miss many shots. So they put up 34 big points in the first quarter in Oklahoma City's house. And if you remember the last time these two teams met, they did a similar thing in Miami. I think they went up like 22-4, something ridiculous, before the Thunder came back. All right, so let's get into the second quarter. LeBron sits for the first 4.5 minutes, comes back in with the lead the same, 43-26, 17-point lead. 5:30, and then LeBron, you know, had, not a great quarter here. Coming off that one, I thought we were going to see LeBron going for 60 this game. Let's see. So with 7:31, he comes back in. 5:30 mark. Kind of his first mess up. He goes for a rebound off a missed free throw. Just him, no one around him, and just kind of bobbles it, and it goes out of bounds. That KD hits a mid-range jumper off of that possession, and now it's been chipped down to an 11-point lead. Miami was up 19 at one point. Now it's 43-32. 4:44 mark, Kevin Durant hits a 19-foot jumper and one. Very nice play there where he's just dribbling down in transition, feels the bump, and just takes a step inside the line, doesn't put it back on the floor and puts it up and hits. Unfortunately for Oklahoma City and for Durant, he misses a free throw. Then 3:43, LeBron. Sweet drive from the right side, goes baseline, up on the other side for a nice little reverse layup. Thought he was going to dunk it, but the layup was still pretty sweet. Anyways. Then the 2:28 mark, very exciting play. LeBron can't handle an easy pass from Norris Cole just at the top of the circle. And KD sweeps in, picks it up, goes all the way. And LeBron was back, and he was backpedaling defending. I thought he might stop and try and draw a charge. But instead he just runs out of the way. And KD, a thunderous dunk on LeBron's head. And I know, you know, he didn't jump for it, but to me that's a dunk on his head because he should have went up for that. He should have challenged or at least tried to draw a charge, but he just backpedaled and got out of the way. And like I said, KD, monster dunk on his head. And that made it 50-38. 1:41, LeBron with a sweet little push shot in the paint, continuing to make it look easy. But then Miami ran into Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook with 7 straight points. He could have had 8, but he missed a couple of free throws, or he missed a free throw. But Westbrook went on a nice little tear, blown by D. Wade a couple of times, and they trimmed down the lead considerably, and so we go into halftime at 54-47 Miami. So, I just had to get that first half out, because I don't want it to get lost in whatever happens in the second quarter, because we are geared up for a huge one. All right, so I'm about to check that out, and I will see you all at the end of the game, or I guess I won't really see any of you, but you will all hear me at the end of the game. All right, peace. Mini peace, because I'm coming back. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And we are back. The game has just ended, and what a game it was. Big statement made by LBJ and the Heat. Let's quickly break it down. Third quarter, LeBron and the Heat starting off just like they did in the first quarter. Just draining shots and creating turnovers and just snatching and turning those turnovers into points. 10:56 mark, LeBron, nice little jab step on Cephalosha, hits a deep two from the right wing. 9:22. So a minute and a half later, LeBron with a fast break layup on a sweet dish from D-Wade. Off a turnover. Then 15 seconds later, Russell Westbrook dribbles off his foot right in front of LeBron. LeBron just picks it up and flies past him the other way for the monster dunk. And let me just say that the Thunder scored the first bucket of the quarter, and it was a 5-point game. And within 3 minutes, less than 3 minutes, it was quickly a 15-point game. And Thunder had 5 turnovers in the first 5 minutes. Lead blows up to 19 on a Ray Allen 3. And I really felt like the ball game was completely over at that point. But little did I know that the ball game was actually over in the first quarter. And then he continued to break this one down, though, because it was super interesting. The 5:05 mark, LeBron, step back 3 in KD's face. Gives the Heat a 22-point lead, 75-53. Then the 4:14 mark, a funny play. LeBron, he passed it to Cole, but it's a bit in front of him, and actually wound up hitting the ref. Looked like it would have been a nice pass right to the ref in stride. And the ref tried to drop down on the floor and get out of the way, and it wound up clipping him in the head. So that was kind of funny. But the Thunder, to their credit, they closed the quarter on an 12-1 run, actually, with Durant, a bunch of free throws, and some Westbrook with a couple of nice little drives to the basket. And so they were within striking distance, 76-65. Fourth quarter, the Heat just continued to pour it on, really, you know, and keep that double-digit lead. And then the big highlight of the fourth quarter, is all it really was to talk about, was at the 5:56 mark, LeBron with, I don't even know how to describe this play. It was so crazy. It's LeBron driving through the paint, past Durant, with Serge Ibaka on him. And when LeBron first gets into the paint, Ibaka kind of takes a swipe at him, which we didn't really notice. At least I didn't notice, or the refs didn't notice. But he clipped LeBron in the nose, or it just looked like a clip. Just kind of, you know, gets him on the nose, but LeBron still goes up to the right side, drifting hard to the right, so too far for him to dunk, right? He can't reach the rim, but he's in a dunking motion. So he he does one of those DeAndre Jordan, Blake Griffin plays. Well, I guess I don't know if I've seen LeBron do this. It's like he was up on the side and just dunks it, but without touching the rim. And it still made like a dunking sound. It's really incredible. I mean, I rewound that probably, I'm not going to lie, 30 times. I rewound that 30 times. It was incredible. And then after the play, LeBron goes down in a heap. He's lying on the baseline, you know, down and out. And the Thunder go the other way. KD travels on the other end, so the whistle blows. And then the cameras go back to LeBron, and there's just blood all over the floor pouring out of his nose. And they show the replay, and at first it took me a few times in slow-mo to see where he got hit, because it looked like, you know, you would think he would have got hit after the shot, but or on the way up. But Ibaka actually got him on the arm on the way up, but not on the face. But it was like I said, on the drive before he sort of gathered and went up. So that even more amazing, because LeBron, he left the game after that, and he's still up for X-rays. He might have a broken nose. I don't know. It didn't say in the article. I think he's still, the results haven't come in, but, or at least not publicly released, but, I mean, to get smashed in the nose by Serge Ibaka, who's 6'10", I think, 6'9", 6'10", incredibly strong, I mean, a top 3 shot blocker in the league, and you get smashed in the face by him, then still go up and do this crazy, you know, dunk without touching the rim, doesn't get the and one, but gets the finish. And then, you know, has to leave the game. But and blood, I'm not exaggerating, really a lot coming out of his face. I mean, surprising. And he looked like he was dazed. He looked like, because it was weird. Usually to get, knocked out like that or something, it'd be, I guess you're going to see stars and all that when you get your nose popped. But he was walking a little wobbly and all that afterwards. It was a bit scary. But let me just say, a masterful performance by the King yet again. Listen, I've given him back-to-back 10s his last 2 games on Liz Scale, and this game was better. He played better this game than he did in the previous 2 games. I don't even know what to do with him anymore. I don't know what to do. I guess, you know what? This is gonna be an 11. I'm sorry, this has to be an 11. His numbers weren't as high, but this was in Oklahoma City, in their house, the number one team in the league, against Kevin Durant, who's guarding him, not just on the floor, but guarding him specifically. And KD struggled quite a bit until the end of the game. So LeBron, I mean, let me start the other way on the box score. I'm going to start with the Thunder. Durant, 28 points, looks pretty good. 8 rebounds, 3 dimes. He had 5 turnovers, though, with a couple of steals. 7 of 10 from the free throw line, which is not good for him, but 10 of 22 from the field and 1 of 6. Not good for KD. All right, expect more out of him, especially in a big game like this. And the rest of the Thunder, really not impressive. I mean, Westbrook, it was his first game back after a while, but he was 4 of 12, 16 points. He had 4 turnovers, and he looked real shaky with the handle. Serge Ibaka, 5 of 11. He had a decent game. But Jeremy Lamb, 1 of 9. I mean, he really dropped the ball there. And the Thunder as a team, get this, 2 of 20 from three-point land, 37% for the game, 28 of 74. And credit Miami defense. A lot of that was Miami defense, but 2 of 20 for, you know, a good squad like that? Wow, that is brutal. Moving on to the Heat box score. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is just a big three domination. Let's start with... I don't even know who to start with because they're so crazy. Let's start with Bosch. Bosch, 6 of 9 from the field. Right? So only missed 3 shots. Only took 9. 24 points. 11 of 12 from the free throw line. 1 of 2 threes. Plus 32 point differential on the floor. 8 rebounds. And chipped in with 3 dimes. He had 3 turnovers as well, but, you know, 1 block shot. But 24 points on 9 shots? Any team, you get one guy doing that. That's usually good for the win. But you add on D. Wade. It's not just Bosch doing it. You got D. Wade, 11 for 17. 24 points as well. Plus 29 on the floor. Right? Mario Chalmers, only 9 points, but 4 of 7 shooting. Plus 28 from the floor. And he chipped in with 3 dimes and a couple of boards. The big man, LBJ. He started this game 7 for 8. He wound up finishing a little bit cold, just from the three-point land is what hurt him. But he still finished 15 of 22, 33 points. Free throws also 2 of 5. I mean, get that up to 4 of 5, we're looking at 35 points, which looks like a much bigger game than 33 for some reason. He was only plus 9 on the floor, but that's just because he wasn't on the floor after he got hit at the 5-minute mark and left the game. I didn't even finish talking about it, did I? Because that was so incredible. He left the game. The Heat just continued to pound them. And they went on, continued to run. And they wound up winning it by 22, 103-81. They beat the Thunder 27 to 16 in that fourth quarter. It's just brutal. 16 points on your home floor in a fourth quarter when you need it and you're close. Brutal play by the Thunder, but also great defense. Shane Battier shut down Kevin Durant for the most part. He only got his points without him. And Battier had a terrible game from the field. 0 of 6 from three-point land. 1 for 8, only 2 points in 31 minutes, which is rare for him. But still finished plus 23 from the floor. So LBJ, and also LBJ with 7 rebounds, 3 assists. And D-Wade, I didn't even mention, 24 points. He chipped in with 10 dimes and 7 rebounds. So you got D-Wade, who's 3 rebounds off a triple-double, and he's not even... A triple-double with 24 points, and he's not even the man of the... As we say in England, not even the man of the match. You know, the king... I mean, the king really just set the tone in this one. He just came out on fire, and the Thunder never recovered. You know, they got it to within a 5-point game, and that felt like a victory. But just an incredible stomping. And for a 22-point game, actually a pretty exciting game. So I got to say, I was not disappointed by this one. KD, you're gonna have to chew on this one for a while. That's going to be a tough loss to stomach. The Heat got a couple of days for LeBron's nose to recover. And they got the Bulls on Sunday. So I will catch you all on Monday for the next little breakdown. Thanks for checking this one out. Another exciting one. And LeBron, he's getting an 11 on the scale. It's the only thing I can do. Because the wow factor, the offense, the defense, it was all there. So I'm giving it to him. He's getting an 11 on this one. So LeBron, for the last three games on Le Scale, is actually averaging better than perfect. And I'm picky. I like to nitpick at him. But he's averaging better than perfect. This is just an incredible run, and I'm so happy that I started doing this podcast. I mean, not that I wouldn't watch every Heat game anyways, but I really break it down, and I really watch it more for myself, and I focus in on him, and what an impact he has on this game. Just incredible. And if the Heat aren't a lock to win the title this year, I don't know what could make you a lock. I mean, two in a row, they just murdered their opponents on their home court. You know, they've stomped Indiana as well. They've stomped the Spurs. I mean, I just don't see this team losing in a seven-game series to anyone, barring a LeBron James injury. That's it. So, you know, betting people, put your money down now. Because the odds got to be terrible, but I just don't see this squad dropping to anyone. All right, thanks for listening to this little breakdown. We will catch you all on Monday for... Who knows what he's got in store for us next time? I mean, I don't see how he could build off of these last three performances. But he is, as they say, the chosen one. So let's see. Maybe he is the chosen one. He could be the guy. I'm having that Matrix moment right now. Like when they saw Neo pulling, what was her name now? Carrie something. Pulling the girl up the side of the building. And they realize that, he is the one. He could be the one. Because that was something else. All right. It's getting long. Big love to y'all. Big love to LeBron for making this exciting and making me just love watching these games. All right. Peace, y'all. Talk to you soon.